in this sort of situation, the countries are faced with quite a difficult dilemma. If you have perhaps the first few cases, or 10 outbreaks, as have occurred in Korea and Japan, probably you can control it by sanitary measures, by controlling movement, by slaughtering of those infected animals and often the neighbouring farms. Vaccine comes in when it becomes clear that this is going to spread, that the impact is too big, and that perhaps you haven't got the resources to fight a sanitary battle against the disease and you prefer to use vaccine. I think some countries say, well, why are we so worried about foot and mouth disease? It's not a disease that affects humans. That's true. There is no risk to humans through the food chain. The reason we are so concerned is that particularly in dairy cattle and in pigs, the impact can be so big that those animals lose their productive value afterwards. And so it's not just a case of losing your export trade. Farmers very definitely don't want this disease, and they want action against it.